I'm Liz Larson.
And I'm Bill McKenna.
And together, we created the Cogno Movement System. And we'd like to welcome you to the New Life Perspectives Radio Show,
where we're going to be sharing with you tools, tips, and ideas that are going to change your life.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. Hey, Bill McKenna.
Hi, Liz.
Hey, so everybody, I mean, this is just another one of those days in the world of Bill and Liz land. I mean, we get to have the most extraordinary conversations. And the conversation today, for me at least, in a huge way, has been about quantum jumping indirectly. It's been about changing reality through changing perspective. So quantum jumping is this thing that everybody's talking about now. You know, I think Cynthia Sue Larson is one of the people who really brought it to the forefront in plain terms. But it's the idea that you can literally change your reality from 1 minute to the next. And we absolutely know this is true. And we've experienced it again and again. But I think, you know, it's become very complicated in the idea of quantum jumping. And from my perspective, it really is literally that, here's that word again, the ability to change your perspective, but not in your mind, in your body. So there has been a lot of crap lately. Wouldn't you say, Bill, like heavy energy, people worried about the eclipse that's coming up, people worried about, we had two episodes on fear. And from across the lands, we've been hearing, oh my God, the energy is so heavy. So the conversations for me this morning have been about how to pop out of that and how to change the reality. But what have you been experiencing around that?
Well, I think there's a lot of fear around, you know, global war, for example. There's fear around finances. There's even fear around basics of communication. Like, do I call you, yes, like being polite, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am.
Right.
I caught myself the other day. I said, yes, ma'am. And I was like, oh no. Did I say the wrong thing?
Yeah.
You know, all my intentions were just like being grateful and respectful.
Right.
But even normal communication's been broken to the point where you have to like, what, even when I'm, you know, trying to be polite and nice, you know, everything is broken. It's a little bit of fear in me of hurting somebody or offending somebody. You know, it's like, oh, don't do that. You know, it's really kind of almost a real fundamental breakdown of our society, that it's systemic in everything. Fear, you know, are you for this party? Are you for that party? Oh, that means that you're all of this list of characteristics. You know, it's crazy.
And in our world, yours and mine, a lot of people just talk about the energy of the planet, the Schumann resonance, solar flares. You know, a common thing that we'll hear is people say, oh my God, the energy is so heavy today. So what started it at 7 o'clock this morning for me is my very, very dear friend, who's also in our world of teaching and healing and that kind of stuff. She said, I just feel so awful today. My energy is so heavy. And she was talking a little bit about, you know, the business end of what we all do, you know, being a healer and also making a living, like they don't seem to go together some days. And she was saying, you know, to her guides or whoever, you know, you need to just open the way here for me because I'm sick and tired of this thing. I'll do the work, but just open the path. So it spurred the conversation about changing perspective. And I mean radically changing perspective and how to actually get yourself out of the hole. And then that led to how to get yourself out of the matrix, right? Okay, so let me set this up for you guys. And I'll actually give you the end first. The end is that if you can find what is way, way, way beyond all the snarl and the mess that you're in now, if you can find a goal, it's not really a goal, but a heading that's way, way beyond the mess that you're in, and put your focus there, your energy, your physical energy there, you can get out of the fray. So the end of this conversation was, what if it's just that you create the miracles for people and you have money? What if that's it? It's just, that's the goal. Not through the business, not through the work, not getting the likes online, not, you know, all of that is so heavy, but the idea of, I just get to love the miracles, which was something you and I talked about the other day, just enjoy being of service to the planet, creating the miracles, and then just being fully, fully supported. That was the place that we got this morning, which is like, it's like above and beyond. It's like standing at the top of the mountain and being able to see five mountains beyond, right? Instead of being at the base of the mountain and only being able to see the thicket of trees, they feel very different. Imagine it, everybody. Imagine being at the base of a mountain and seeing all the thicket of trees. You can't really even see the top of the mountain. You got to figure out how to get through that mess versus the view from the very top of the top rock at the top of the mountain. And from here, we can actually see the Pacific coast if we do that, if we can get high enough. Feel the difference. So this is specifically what we're talking about. How do you generate that? And why does it literally change reality? So you were talking about something about the Why Files. We both love the Why Files. If you guys haven't seen it, it's an amazing show on YouTube. You were talking about how there's a reality to this, and he shared it on that show.
Yeah, he had the most interesting, you know, he has the most interesting things. Some of them he actually comes out and debunks, you know, it's like, oh, this is bogus and that sort of thing. But this particular episode was very interesting. And he's basically talking about there's evidence all around us that we are living in a simulated reality. If you just knew where to look. And he talked about one of the experiments. So I think it was the University of Vienna. It was also, I think, published by MIT. And this experiment that he did, or not that he didn't do, he was basically reporting on, was the double split experiment, where basically what they do is they have a photon, a particle of light, shot through a slit, two slits, and then it will make a pattern on the wall behind. Now, there are waves and there are particles, and when a light particle is not observed, it is a wave. So it makes this pattern a bunch of lines. But when you observe that this particle being fired, it will come into order. It will just make two lines. So it's evidence that it goes from a wave, meaning infinite possibilities, down to a very specific arrangement. And this experiment became even more interesting when they put two observers. So they had two separate observers, meaning, and these are two separate cameras, recording it. Each camera saw a different reality, a completely different reality. So at the quantum level here, the reality is all dependent on the observer. It's what they call subjective, meaning it's your viewpoint. It's your viewpoint. Well, my gosh. I mean, you know, first of all, my mind, you know, it's like, my mind can't process this. You mean to tell me that it's both and it's me that's actually observing and creating the reality? This episode also talks about something super interesting. And the super interesting thing is that reality being created when we observe it, kind of like a video game. It basically that we're living in this simulated reality where, you know, there's nothing until, you know, when you play the, let's say, one of these video games, there's nothing there until you go there and you start playing it and it starts creating. So this is really mind-blowing for me. You know, this morning, I got to say, you know, Liz, you were talking about the energy, you know, whatever, but I got to tell on myself this morning. You know, we know these principles. We live these principles, but I tell you what, I found myself down a rabbit hole this morning. So, you know, I don't know, some of you people out there have done something called an ice bath. Oh, it's so fun. that sounds absolutely miserable. And yes, for a couple minutes, absolutely. But it has these health benefits. So this morning I was like, okay, I got to do this. And I have a class in the morning, so I got to rush around. You know, I don't have 40 pounds of ice, you know, just sitting in my fridge. So I got to go down to the grocery store to go pick it up. And so I'm kind of rushed around. I'm like counting the minutes. I'm like, okay, I can do this, you know, mathematically. And I just go down to the store and I kind of don't want to do this whole thing, but you know, I know I really have to, you know, and I get my bags of ice and I go over to the self checkout. In the United States, we've got these self checkouts, which anyway, I go over there and you know, I put that each one on the thing and I bleep it all. And then I get the fourth one in and then the thing's like, it said, help is on the way. It's like, I don't need help. I just want to put my credit card in. I got to go, you know, and I've got to go. And then the lady comes over and she's like, bleep, bleep, you know, hold on, honey, hold on, bleep, bleep. I don't know what's wrong. Bleep, bleep. And I'm over there and I'm like, arr! And she's bleep, 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 bleep. And it keeps going on. And I don't know. I'm not sure why. Let's try this. I'm like, arr! I just like, I'm frustrated. I take the bags. I go over to, just start taking them to another check stand, bleep, 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 you know, put my credit card in, receipt comes out. I'm like, just moving everything. And I'm kind of a little bit agitated and there I am. I'm agitated and I know. And I was like, Bill, you created that. You know, but I'm ignoring it. I'm like, no, I always like to deny it.
No, not me.
I get, you know, I got the cart and as I'm going down the escalator, you know, I'm just get the escalator. Everybody else is going down the escalator. And I get to the escalator and the cart and I won't go because the wheels lock up because, you know, people take the grocery cart. So it's, and I'm like, ah. Pull the cart out of there. There's an elevator. I press the button. I'm waiting and waiting. I got to get home. I got to do this. And then I'm like, I pull the thing out. I lift up the front of the cart and I'm just hustling it right down the thing on my own, just carrying the cart. And I'm like, you know, you caused this, Bill, you know, and I'm just like, but I'm not done being mad yet. I'm not done being agitated. like, stop it, Bill, stop it. You're going to collapse reality into something you don't like. And I'm like, no, I'm not. it's not me. You know, so it's like, you know, the devil and angel on my shoulder, you know, and I know, you know, we know this. Anyway, I get to my back, you know, I calm myself down a bit. I'm still a little bit thing, you know, and now the clocks are ticking. I try to pull my keys out of my pants, and you probably can't see this, but I bend the entire thing. I bent it all, and I'm like, Bill, you're gonna create something worse. Stop it now. Stop it. Anyway, so it's one thing after the next how we do this. We do, you know, and hey, my point of telling the story is, A, I'm you. I get it. You know, at least, I know I'm doing it. And eventually I come to my senses.
Well, the point is, though, that how you feel, everybody's had this day. The more aggravated you get, the more frustrated you are, the next worst thing happens. The world literally shapes itself to what our body is expressing. And what our body is expressing is going to give the idea in the mind, right? The idea in the mind is going to be like, well, everybody hates me. The universe is against me. You know, the devil's nipping at my ass. You know, all those kinds of things will inform the mind, this feeling. And then it literally creates your reality. So let's take our first quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about the Paris doesn't exist theory. This just is one of those things that will boggle your mind. So let's hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Hey, it's Liz. Have you noticed that fear is everywhere? You're being bombarded with it on the TV, on the radio, through social medias, and it's taking over your mind, your heart, your consciousness. There's something you can do about it right now. Join us for a free class to clear the fear at cognomovement.com/fear.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with NasalGuard for pet lovers. NasalGuard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try NasalGuard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about NasalGuard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, we're back. So I teased you guys a little bit with the Paris doesn't exist theory. So this is that idea that Bill was talking about, that essentially we're in a VR game. Your body are your VR goggles. So while you're awake, you are looking through the VR goggles, and what you see creates the world around you. Now, Bill and I, in the work that we do, there's an exercise that we do to help people fill back in parts of their peripheral vision that are missing. And we know that when we do these tests, there are places that people actually cannot see, but they're not aware of it because your brain fills in what it thinks should be there. So it is known that the brain will make up a reality based on what is supposed to be there, what it thinks it's there, but just on automated pilot, right? When we get the eyesight actually working there again, a person will see something completely different. Like they get colors right or wrong. You can see shapes or not shapes in those places. So we know this for sure. So the Paris doesn't exist theory is that if you're not looking at something, it doesn't exist. So right now we're in America, and Paris, we believe, is, you know, somewhere in Europe, except for in our reality, it doesn't exist because we're not looking at it. And someone could say, well, I am looking at it right now, and so I know it exists. Well, okay, if I'm in relationship with you and you're looking at it, now I'm focused on it and it exists again. And they'll say, well, I can show you a picture. I can prove to you it exists. Yeah, because now I'm looking at a picture. Now it exists again. So this idea that nothing really exists in your reality from you, from your perspective, unless you put your eyes on it, it's the craziest thing. It like breaks your brain. However, if you were to just take it as not true or not true, real or not real, but as an idea, and if you knew that just like Bill's story, that how you felt informed your mind about what you would see next. If you knew that for sure, and you could simply shift what you expect to see and shift how you feel about it, then what you would see changes enough that you would radically change your reality. I know everybody's like we
were. I know.
But
you know, that is the wildest thing. You know, going back to, there's scientific evidence of this. This is the weirdest thing. So on that Y-Files episode, that it's showing that reality actually changes backwards in time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When they're shooting through a photon through the double slit, if they are photographing it after it's gone through the slit, and then they turn on the camera between the slit and the background, retroactively goes back in time and becomes a particle. It goes and actually collapses, and it happens like that. So that's why the simulated reality that we are interfacing with is a very, very real thing.
You know, you're 100% right. I have a story about this. So one of the people that helped build me as a human, you know, in my early reading and studying was Denise Lynn. And she is an amazing author, very, very prolific author. She's one of the first people that wrote a book in English about feng shui, but she also teaches a lot of these things. And I remember her telling a story, and she's a very, very straight shooter. I don't believe that she would have said anything that she didn't actually experience. But she teaches about going back and remembering a point in time differently. Could be a past life, could be something that actually happened to you. Going back and rewriting the story, feeling it a different way, experiencing it a different way, what we would call rewriting the neurology around it. So it was something that she did for herself. It was a big deal about family and about a problem. She has a really interesting past. You can look her up. And she said after she did it, maybe sometime later, she found a photograph that actually had changed to match the new reality.
The photograph
changed. I know this is absolutely true. And think about it. We are experiencing in real time history being rewritten every day. Do you realize that 150 years from now, people will believe whatever we said now, whatever we wrote down, whatever they put their eyes on about us now, they won't actually know the real history, and neither do we. We only know what someone else wrote down and what their perspective was. But is there anything about it that's even remotely true? Who knows? It's all open to interpretation. And that interpretation is based on the perspective from which the viewer looks through. How they feel about it, what their beliefs are, what they think they know, right? Crazy.
It is. And you know, they talk about that the victor of a war is the one who writes the history.
Bingo.
I had the most bizarre experience. I was in Germany, and I went to visit Auschwitz. And this is a long time ago. You know, this is back in the 90s. And I, you know, there was a little pub, you know, on the train back. We stopped off at a pub for dinner. And, you know, they were there in the pub, and they have these kind of long benches, you know, because everybody kind of sits together, you know? And so I'm there, and they go, and you know, it's one of those places that not many, this little town, not many people visit from, that is not German. So I'm there, and there's a German guy. He says, "Oh, where are you from?" And so I said, "Oh, I'm from San Diego, you know, we're just here visiting." "Oh, really? You're from Germany?" "Yeah, yes, yes. I enjoy it very much. You have a beautiful country and everything." He said, "What have you been doing?" I said, "You know, I went to Auschwitz, you know, I today." And he was like, and he didn't say anything. I said, "So tell me, what's your perspective on you know, all of that?" And he says, "Well, Bill, I don't want to talk about it. Everybody has their thing. You know, everybody does this all across the world. Your country is not innocent. You did this in Vietnam." And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, no. I mean, no, we're United States of America. We didn't do nothing wrong. You know, we're helping people, and we're good people, and we wouldn't do, you know, those type of things. Fast forward 20 years. Whatever, I don't know how many years, but it's a long time. You know, it's probably pretty close to that, maybe 18 years. I find myself in Vietnam. I'm spending 10 days down there. My brother is marrying the most wonderful Vietnamese girl who is just an angel. That's about the only appropriate word for her. And I go down there and I hang out with the family, and we're getting married. You know, he's getting married and all this stuff, and they're getting ready to go. And there's a museum. It's the Museum of the Vietnam War. And, you know, they had relics of, you know, jeeps and helicopters and different things that United States left behind. And there I was. Unbelievable, unbelievably shocking. The things that we did to those people, they're still, I was at an orphanage, and there was these kids that had, they were in the cribs, but they had the head of a medium-sized watermelon. These are kids that I'm seeing. This is, you know, this is the early, you know, 2011 or so, 12. Many years after the war, but they had these huge heads and they're in the cribs. They can't move. And there were other kids that were older, deformed, all of these deformed kids. And they had on the, anyway, in the, I didn't know why. It's like, that's a strange gene thing. Well, on the walls, they had the pictures. We had all these chemicals, Agent Orange, and different things that we polluted their water supply. And the genocide, they were comparing it to, you know, that it was tens of millions that we killed over there in the most horrific of ways. And they called it a genocide. And I was like, holy cow. I got to see from their perspective, this is what we did. And I certainly came back understanding that German. I was like, wow, Bill. You know, you're not necessarily innocent here as a country, you know?
Yeah, it's a completely different perspective. So this is why I always have real or not real, true or not true. What does the experience mean to me? Meaning, if I ever catch myself having an opinion based in a judgment, exactly like what you said, I remember there are about 40 million other perspectives that to those people from that perspective, there's a completely different truth, right? So any opinion based in a judgment that you feel a certain way about is going to color how you perceive what you see and what's real or true to you. And that's why quantum jumping is about changing reality. So the story that Bill told, no matter how graphic, changed his reality. You now live in a different reality about wars and not wars and who's guilty of what, right? It changed who you are. And so that particular perspective will now also change your judgments on about a million of other things. It becomes part of your distortion is one word I've heard. Like everything comes through multiple lenses of distortion based on your experience. So each human literally creates a reality based on every one of their own distortions. So there's this term in NLP that the map is not the territory, meaning I may be looking at a map of, let's say, a mountain road, but if I don't know what that territory is really like, if I've never experienced it, I don't know it, right? We don't know each other's experiences really because we can't see through those perspectives. But each of those perspectives is a quantum jump. It's a completely different reality from the one you have. So if you are a human who knows this for sure and knows how to change your own distortion, who knows how to change the meaning of past experiences to up-level or upgrade the vibration of them or the feeling of them, you can shift that reality into a new, greater, better reality. You can change the past, but you can definitely change what happens to you from that moment on. It can become higher, better, greater. And that is the thing that we call a quantum level shift, is that absolutely fundamental change in how you look at things and how you feel about them. That's a quantum shift. But let's hear from our sponsors one more time. And when we'll come back, we'll talk about how a person can actually do this for themselves, like kind of the foundational stuff. We'll be back.
It's Bill. Are you sick and tired of being worried all the time, being afraid all the time? There's something you can do about it. Take your free class, cognomovement.com/fear.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. all-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living. A people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world, and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
The station that makes you feel good.
All right, we're back. We're talking about the kind of the foundations of quantum shifting, quantum jumping, and a little bit of the science, more of the stories. And I promise before we close today, I'll share with you three things that you can do to shift your reality. But you were talking about something that impressed you, Bill, with something that Einstein was talking about, that E equals MC squared. Energy equals matter.
Yeah, energy. The thing is that energy and matter, the equal sign, energy and matter are equal and interchangeable. So from a very practical perspective, like you heard my story about me telling on myself today of not wanting to be unfrustrated. I was frustrated and I wanted to be staying in it for a minute. And then I finally was like, oh gosh, stop it. But here's the thing, that frustration has an energy. For all of us, we've had times that we've all been terribly afraid. You felt it in your body. It's almost shaking or angry to the point of shaking. It's literally an energy. My energy equals matter, and matter equals energy. What kind of energy was I emitting? Well, I was emitting some really nasty, you know, energy, and matter got affected. It's very, very simple. So if I can do it negatively, there's the flip side. With all things, there is an opposite, right? Hermes Trismegistus figured it out a long time ago. All things have opposites. So if I could maintain a very grateful appreciation that's authentic as a feeling, everybody's had something that you're like, oh yeah, I appreciate that. Oh my, yes. You know, and it, whatever that is for you, but that thing is like, oh, heck yeah. there's a vibration. It's much more light than that fear and anger, but it's a vibration. And more of it starts showing up. And it's simple. It's basically as simple as that.
Yeah, the vibration is created by the feeling. So the vibration is the energy in your nervous system moving in a circular manner from your brain to your body, from your body to your brain. Your body feels a certain way. That has mass, that has matter. It turns on chemicals and hormones and all that, sends a signal to your brain. Your brain makes up what to think about those feelings. And then round and round we go. It literally informs the field around your body, like a Tesla coil goes round and round. This energy creates a field. A Tesla coil creates a field. So does your nervous system. It's the Tesla coil of your body. But the perspective of that field has everything to do with everything you've experienced and how you're feeling about it right now, right? And it can only do one thing, magnetize to itself everything that feels and looks like that. So it's going to give you what you expect to see based on that feeling. So Bill, everything that could go wrong did. He experienced Murphy's Law, right? But I'm guessing that later on in the day, the minute you flipped that, the minute you were able to collapse it, everything started to change. I was talking to a client this morning who has an amazing, amazing past. And she was talking about having experienced something, seen something. What it was a fireplace that had carvings. And it was very ancient, very, very ancient. It had carvings of what looked like a pontiff or a pope in the Catholic religion, only they had long hair and breasts. They were women. She was talking about how this experience was so fun for her. It lit her up. It was like one of those, oh my God, moments, like, wow. And all the things that, all the perspectives that flew and came with her. And it really was one of those moments in life that expanded her consciousness. But for another person may have seen that and may have really, from their perspective, closed down, shut down, felt anger about it because it went against their religion. It could have been a completely different experience. For her, it was huge and expansive. And we actually used it today in our session to do what we called mapping in that higher energy, that higher vibration of wonder and awe and beauty. But think about that. Whose perspective would be right in that? There isn't one. It's her reality versus someone else's. So I promised I would talk about how you can shift this, and I just gave it away. And I gave it away at the beginning. How can you find something that feels like, woohoo, feels like awe, feels like inspiration, feels like the greatest kind of love, the big L, universal love? So my client today, one of the other things that she used was she had 15 of these little puppies, little kind of dogs that they raised. She said each one felt like the most brilliant little light of love, just gorgeous. And when she thought about it, her face lit up, her eyes moved up, and she glowed. I'm like, ding, 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 you got it. That's it. That state, imagine what it matches. Imagine what that beautiful, vibrant, loving feeling would match, combined with the awe of seeing those statues that went against everything she knew and just lit up her imagination, combined with a moment in time when she inspired someone to their best self. Think about that, inspiring someone to their best self, changing their life, their career. Those three things together, palpably, visibly, she looked like she was glowing. She looked like her consciousness expanded 1,000 times over, which will put her in that state we were talking about at the beginning, outside of the matrix. In that state, everything looks really different. And it starts to gravitate towards itself. It can only find its match. So pick three. These are the three things. Pick one thing that absolutely inspires awe. For me, seeing the Grand Canyon for the first time. I can't even describe to you the sensation of seeing that in real time. Even now, it gives me chills. Great expansion. Pick something that you've seen or experienced that is like, oh my gosh, this is almost unreal. It's so beautiful. Okay. And notice how it feels in your body. Notice if it gives you chills. Notice if in that moment you find yourself kind of looking up and like maybe even smiling. Okay. Number two, pick something that in the most fun way exploded your reality. You're just like, what? That cannot be possible. Like my client and her and your figures of the Pope. Maybe for you, it was what we said earlier about the scientists actually changing the outcome of the test just by viewing. So see what that feels like. Something that you're like, what? Oh my gosh, I cannot believe that. It's amazing. Those are so much fun. Those are my favorite because they inspire ideas and inspiration. Just notice how it feels in your body. I mean, let the idea come, but let your body experience it again. Be in the moment of something beautiful you've seen, something awe-inspiring, and something that's like, oh my God, incredible. Okay, the third one is, and this is Bill McKenna's favorite, something you love unromantically, like my client's little puppies, like something that is so, so precious. So for my son, it's seeing like baby animals on TV. I mean, he'll kill me for admitting this to the world, but he just melts. Like, oh my God, it's so sweet. So precious. It could almost bring tears to his eyes. It's so beautiful and precious. Something that is like love, but even bigger, just beautiful and precious and delicious. For me, I just melt when I see the baby elephants. They're so cute. I could watch them for hours. They're just darling. And there's something that feels like love to me about them. So find that. Now, you may find yourself in this physical sensation of expansion of love. Now, the last thing is, what do you want to see next in your life? Now that you're outside of the matrix, what is the next greater thing? Is it like my story in the beginning that it's miracles and the money just shows up? What is it for you? Write it down so that you can remember this feeling and that visualization of what's above and beyond anything you could ever have imagined 5 minutes before. So that is what my gift for today. And I hope everybody at least gets a little tickle from this idea of shifting reality in this way.
That was great. If you want more, cognomovement.com. That's cognomovement.com.
And right now, we have a new series coming out called Elevate and Illuminate series. It's our pregame for our upcoming Cogno Conscious event, which is the Super Bowl for us of the year of shifting and changing reality. I mean, we've even opened portals during that event. But there's this pregame event called Elevate and Illuminate. And if you go to cognomovement.com, like Bill just said, and click on the upcoming events, you'll see there's a free class there that you can get in on before April 11th. And then you can see how to join in on the series. And this is what Bill and I do every day. We literally help the body change its perspective. And for many people, it rewrites history and their future. We have a gal who joined, when she joined us, she literally was scheduled for 3 different major surgeries, one including knee replacement. She had none of that, and she's now running a marathon. Like, by changing and shifting the reality of what's happening in her body, even. Incredible stuff. So these are the kind of things that become available when you know how to change and shift, how to quantum jump. So, Bill, we've just got a minute and a half. What else do you want to say to everybody about quantum jumping, shifting reality?
Well, you know, interesting, you know, those miraculous things that Liz just talked about are results of doing the opposite of what I did this morning. And yeah, that is removal of the stress. When I was stressed out about everything, I created that reality just like that other person that created that Liz just talked about. Those things are results of the stress being gone and elevating your mood to much higher level, like Liz gave you those three gifts on. You can do it. You are doing it. That's even more important. You're doing it today. It's just a matter of consciously doing it.
Yeah. Doing it on purpose and doing it in a positive direction in something that you want. All right, you guys, that's all the time we have for today. Until next time, be safe and be well. And if you have any miracles between now and then using this process, please reach out and let us know, info@cognomovement.com. All right. Thanks again, Bill McKenna. See you next time.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here with us on the New Life Perspective Radio Show. For more information or to find out more about the work that Bill and I do, please visit us at cognomovement.com or email us at info@cognomovement.com. See you again soon.